Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Right, welcome to the Local Talent Show. I'm doing the first half. Alex Bassett will be around to do the second half, and he's got his own band coming in. But meanwhile, we have Ryan Wilson of Highway Child. How are you doing, Ryan?
I'm good, thank you, Paul.
Good, right. Let me just turn your mic up a little bit, that's it. Because we swap mics, obviously, so I'm going to give you some reverb, because you're going to do a live acoustic set for me, aren't you, today?
Yes, yeah, I'm going to play a couple of songs.
Right, let's find out a little bit about you, then. Your name's obviously Ryan Wilson. You've been in the business quite a while now, 7 years?
A bit longer, to be honest. Right. I'm not going to say how old, actually, who cares? I'm 32.
Right.
Been in this since I was about 17, so I'm 15 years in the business now, across quite a few different bands, and also doing a bit of solo stuff as well.
Right, you have the gravelly voice that you need to be a blues singer, really, don't you? Is that an advantage to you? You don't smoke 60 fags a day to get the voice.
I don't anymore.
Right.
Actually, I gave up about 2 months ago.
Oh, right.
So
okay.
Maybe the smoking has given me this gravelly voice.
So what do you do in alternative to the smoking, then? A bottle of whiskey a day or something to keep the voice husky?
I wish.
You do have a husky vocal voice. I've heard you sing in concert a couple of times, and I think it does sound well. That kind of voice on the Johnny you do live on stage.
I think sometimes it's you have to adapt to the type of music you're singing or playing. You know, definitely with the soul and blues stuff, a bit of a gravel and a husk to your voice is better. The acoustic stuff that I do as well, it's a bit softer. So, you know, maybe not as much as that. So it's about adapting, really.
Yeah.
But it's an advantage to have it to call upon, if need be.
Right, okay. So you play quite a few musical instruments as well. I believe you was on the drums at one time.
I started out on the drums, yeah, when I was in my first band.
Yeah, that's a decade ago.
Yes, yeah, right. Over a decade ago. I think it's quite a while ago now, so I'm not going to say that I'm the best drummer in the world, but I can bang them.
Right, tell me a little bit about the first band you started on. We're always interested in history of people what come on this show, and you've all done a little bit different, and to get you where you are today.
Yeah.
Tell me how it came about.
I actually started out, I met a guy at college when I was 17, a guy called Jamie, who he played guitar very, very well, and was looking for a drummer. And being really completely honest, I lied to him and said that I could play drums.
Yeah.
Because I really wanted to be in a band.
Right.
And it wasn't until I got to the first practice where it was just me and him and I sat behind a drum kit, I realised I'd never actually picked up a pair of drumsticks in my life. So I then sought drum lessons from there and went from there. And myself and Jamie formed another band together. And on from that, you know, a couple of bands later, you know, stopped playing the drums and moved up to the front of the stage.
You know, everybody thinks drums are easy to play.
No.
They're very difficult to play.
Yeah.
I once had a band in here, I can't remember the name of the band, and the drummer didn't actually turn up, but they wanted me to do a little bit of banging on the drums in a rhythm. They showed me what to do, and I tried my best, but it was just hopeless, you know. Mm-hmm. It wasn't a lot to do, and that's when I realised that drumming is a very difficult instrument to play.
It is, very much so. All about coordination.
It is.
Timing, coordination and rhythm.
Yeah, and loudness too. You've got to really hit the drums to get it sound.
Definitely.
So you've got to have strong arms. Okay, so you've done the circuit, the Yorkshire circuit, over a number of years. Many geysers, in your words, is that, what geysers is that? Different instruments, different bands?
Yeah, I mean, just instruments, bands, I suppose, from being a drummer to then playing guitar and singing and... In my current band, Highway Child, I'm just the singer.
Right. So. We're going to talk about your band in a bit and your solo stuff as well. Really, you've progressed from the back of the stage right to the front now, so you're the lead man on the band. How's that feel? Do you get you look a bit big-headed, or do people say, do they see that?
I'm not sure. I think it's people's perception of you.
But people are looking at you on the stage, really, aren't they? They're not looking at your mate playing the guitar, or certainly not looking at your mate at the back on the drums, are they?
I don't know. He's a very good-looking fella, so they might be. It is an odd situation. Yeah, I suppose people's perception could be that there's a bit of big-headedness, but it's about confidence. And you know, I think people that come see bands, definitely the band that I'm in, it's very much of an energetic kind of a upbeat thing. They don't want to be coming and watching someone who's nervous and fumbling around.
Yeah.
You know, if you've got that confidence and that air of I'm going to entertain you.
Yeah.
You will enjoy this. Then people will, and they'll respond to it.
Right.
And in turn, we respond back to that. You know, it's energy gives energy.
Well, you are the main vocalist, but you do play guitar now and again on stage, don't you, when it's required?
Not actually in Highway Child, but
on the solo stuff.
Yeah, on the solo stuff, and done a couple of other things in previous bands as well. But
right,
Highway Child is predominantly just the vocals.
Okay, what we'll do now, we'll hear a track from you. Just tell me a little bit about the track you're going to do. This is a solo one. You're going to do this live. We've not lined up the equaliser or anything, so we'll do that as you sing. So if it starts off a little bit rusty, we'll get it right in the end. Go on, go ahead.
Okay, this one's called Dreams Never Die. I am in tune. Reflections of realities, bright lights and names written in the sky, fireworks, cause the dreams will never die, and the last day soon as I wake up, the last one the day comes. Again, it's like a movie scene, and I'm the lead. I can live in danger, get shot but never bleed. Dreams last as long as we're asleep. Scripts made from memories and invisible ink. And it's gone as soon as I wake up. My majestic alter ego gone, as they float away to join the rest. I can feel my eyes open, and no matter what I'm dreaming of, the nightmares might come, but I fight the chills. And no matter how deep asleep I fall, you're there by my side. Looking through the back door of my dreams, pirates fighting robots armed with TVs, bright lights and names written in the sky, fireworks, cause the dreams will never die, and it's gone as soon as I wake up, it's gone when the day comes. And no matter what I'm dreaming of, the nightmares might come, but I fight the chills. And no matter how deep asleep I fall, you're there by my. And no matter what I'm dreaming of, the nightmares might come, but I find the chills. And no matter how deep I sleep I fall, you're there by my side. Again, 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 again. Again, 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 again. Again, 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 again.
There you go, Ryan Wilson. You're actually the real deal on this, aren't you, on singing? Because a lot of bands, reasonable singers, do the best and that kind of thing. But you're actually a very good singer.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Yeah, I really do. You can see the difference in a real professional singer. So
I think he's been doing it just for a long time. You know, that's the secret to singing, I think.
Yeah, yeah. I really like that tone, that type of voice as well, the gravelly bit, and it's a typical solo. I can see why you're going solo, actually, as well. You're doing a solo. I think that'll work for you. Right, so you're a popular member of the Sheffield Soul and Blues Review band. They're called Highway Child.
Yes, indeed. Right,
there's other members of that band.
There are those.
Let's talk about me. Something good, hopefully.
Absolutely. Highway Child, yeah, we've been going for a long time, seven of us.
Yeah.
Got myself on lead vocals, Craig went on guitar, Adam went bass, Richard Furman on drums. I'm saying all the names because I'm hoping they're listening.
Right.
So they might be throwing their hands up in there. And Jonathan Wydell and Ben Waldron on saxophones, and also Mr. Stephen Keys K on keys. Mm. So we've been going for 7 years, but with different lineups, really.
Yeah.
We've actually been on one of your shows as well.
You have. I remember. I had you on a few years ago. It's about 6 years ago now since I saw you down at the old studios there.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. So we what I want to do, actually, the podcast is down this week. So unfortunately, I know you're happy about that. But this type of show does need a podcast for people to listen back and to review. You know, how did they do that kind of thing? Mm. And we hopefully get your band back in when the actual podcast is up and running, which it's usually. It's not very often it's down, but it is this week. So if you want to listen to Ryan singing again. Unfortunately, that's not going to happen this week. So if you're listening live, I should make the most of this show because that's the only time you're going to hear it. And you've actually played in front of the royal family, Prince Harry, Prince William and Kate. Now tell me what happened there.
Yeah, we did.
How you manage that?
We did with Highway Child. It was one of those random experiences that we do private functions as well.
Yeah.
In the band, and just turned up to what we thought would be a normal wedding, which turned into something that was. We were actually playing in the grounds of a castle, Allerton Castle,
right.
Which turned out to be the bride's father that owned the castle.
Okay.
And the groom used to go to Eton with Prince William.
All right.
So they were, and Prince Harry was in attendance with Kate. So.
Right. Let's find out a little bit about your background before you start actually singing. Are you from Sheffield?
I am indeed. Yeah,
Chapeltown. From Chapeltown. So where's your schooling at? Where did you school?
I went to Ecclesfield School.
Right. What about music-wise? Did you do the music lessons there? Did you learn to play the guitar?
I think I had two guitar lessons when I was around about 7 or 8 years old.
Mm.
And was absolutely terrible at it.
Right.
So gave it up. Really, didn't go back to it. It was my dad's old guitar that he gave me and left it behind. I think I actually gave it away.
Yeah.
And it wasn't until probably about 16, 17, when I got back into the music through playing drums, that I picked up a guitar again. And things seemed to come a lot more easier.
Yeah. So what's your influence on blues and soul, that kind of thing? Some professional person, what's actually you just like the music, you know, or have you just got into it by accident?
I was kind of brought up on it, really. I mean, it's my dad that gave me a bit of a starting point. I mean, you know, I used to listen to a lot of Otis Redding and Wilson Pickett.
Right.
Stevie Wonder for the funk side as well. You know,
yeah. Because that's the kind of music you do on live on air, or live on stage, isn't it?
Yeah.
In a band.
Yeah, very much so. I mean, we are a review band, Howie Child. You know, we don't play any original music, but the music that we play is by greats. You know, it's by fantastic people.
Right, okay. You're about to play your first festival this year. Mm. It's a Lost Weekend in the Rookland Water. That's coming up in July. What makes you get into festivals? Everybody's getting into festivals these days. Mm. I can see why. It's a summer's day. Everybody likes a beer outside in the big field and that. And it's quite enjoyable. It's your first festival. I can't believe that you actually haven't done any festivals before with Van Lyons.
Yeah, no. It's never really been one of those things that... it's not that it's not interested us as a band or me personally. I'd go to a lot of festivals, but it's never really been something that we've sought out. And I think to get on a festival, if you're unsigned, you have to seek it. You know, you literally have to fight tooth and nail to get something.
Right.
And this year it just went right. We had a we had a very busy year last year, and just kind of thought we need to do some things a little bit different, do a few things for us, get some things that we want to do in festivals was one of it. One of the things.
Right, okay. You haven't done the Tramlines Festival yet, have you?
No, not yet.
You're about to do that. Is it this year?
Hopefully.
Or hopefully
we've applied.
Right.
I've applied personally as solo and also as Highway Child as well.
Right. How do you go on that? Who decides whether you do that or not?
I believe it's the panel, an actual Tramlines panel. I mean, when I applied, it was through, got an email address off Facebook and actually just sent details. There was a list of questions that were stated on there and a list of questions along with where they can find our music, find my music online. Yeah. So hopefully they'll go and have a listen and give us a gig. However, it happens the same weekend as a Lost Weekend.
Right, so that's not good.
I'd hopefully they'll get one on of Sunday. Them. Right. So we'll come back on Sunday.
Because it's a long weekend, the Tramline. Or is it week long? I can't remember.
No, it's just a weekend, I think. Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Right, okay. Sheffield Live usually broadcast from Tramlines, by the way. They'll be there this year. I don't know where, but they'll be broadcasting from the Tramlines Festival in July. Right, okay, that's about Highway Child. Now, you've got strong desires to create a solo career. We're going to talk about that. Just do us another acoustic set, and we'll talk about what you're going to do on a solo set and where you're going to go with that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. No worries. This one's called Belladonna. Was love the first time that we kissed? I wanted to say, but my tongue was twisted. Every now and then I'm thinking, Jeff for holes. Cause now I hold you, I don't wanna let go. Smiles at me, resonates in my soul. She raises her brow. I think I'm losing control. Belladonna, where'd you come from? The night it's falling, but we've just begun. Look in her way, she controls the room. Women wanna be her, the men consumed. The beauty of ignorance to what they conceive is a beauty that's robbed me into disbelief. Smiles in me, resonates in my soul. She raises her brow. I think I'm losing control. Belladonna, where'd you come from? The night shit's falling, but we've just begun. Happiness. She smiles at me, in my soul. She raises her brow. I think I'm losing control. Bella Jana, where'd you come from? The night shift's falling, but we've just begun. Bella Jana, where'd you come from? The night shift's falling, but we've just begun.
There you go, Ryan Wilson of Highway Child. Lovely track there, Ryan. And you're actually writing some new material now for your solo stuff, haven't you? You're not going to do copied stuff, that kind of thing.
No. I mean, the Highway Child is very much like the cover side, and I think everyone's got to have an original outlet, so to speak. And I've never really stopped writing over the past 10 years.
Yeah.
But what I'm trying to do at the moment is take a bit of an amalgamation of everything I've wrote in the last 10 years, which a lot of it is half songs or unfinished things, little scraps of paper, under my bed, and I'm trying to pull it all together and, you know, try and see if I can make a bit of an album that I'm happy with, you know.
Yeah. Okay, what about your solo gigs? You've done a couple recently, haven't you?
What
kind of material do you put into your solo gigs then?
It's very much, I mean, what you just heard over the past couple of tracks, really. I mean, the solo gigs I've done so far is just me and an acoustic guitar.
Yeah. So it's very acoustic bass with a little bit of folk, soul and indie feel to it.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I am looking to expand it out, really.
Yeah.
I'm starting with me just on my own, on my Todd. But, you know, if I can progress that into a bit of a band as well, which is actually playing the stuff that I've just put together, then that would be wonderful.
Right. You're going to record, hopefully, a solo album. I presume that's the tracks you're going to play live on your gig circuit. Mm. That's that kind of thing.
Yeah.
It's all going to be home-written material?
Absolutely, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Let's ask you a little bit about your songs you do. What influences on your songs you write? Do you write about your life, what happened in your life, or what's happened in the past, something what comes into your mind?
A bit of both, really. Mm-hmm. I mean, the first track I played on the show today purely came together, and it's about dreams, and I woke up and I'd had a dream about Captain Pugwash having a fight with a Transformer.
Right, and like you do.
Sometimes it's something as simple as that that will then inspire the whole song.
Right.
And, you know, you probably fit that in at some point. The last track that I wrote was about my girlfriend.
Mm.
So, you know, it's all different influences in life.
Right, so Highway Child, step back a little bit to them. Have you recorded any CDs with those?
We've done a few demo tracks.
Yeah.
Not really got, like, a put together.
You're not getting anything on iTunes for release or anything?
No. We've got some stuff on YouTube and we've got our own website as well.
Right, you seem very interested in getting some stuff out on your solo stuff. Is that more important to you than the band?
I wouldn't say more important. I think it's like a completely different entity.
Yeah.
It's kind of a completely different life, really.
Right.
The bonus I have with the solo stuff is because I play a lot of gigs with Highway Child.
Yeah.
There's no urgency about the solo stuff.
Right.
I don't have a deadline. Mm. So I can take my own time to put things together. And then if I want to go out and gig, I can do that. But I definitely want to progress that into something. If it's this year, that's wonderful.
Right.
If it's next year, then brilliant.
So if the album comes, then the tour comes. You'd plan to tour from the
Hopefully,
album?
Hopefully, yeah. I'm sure it'll just be a tour out of the back of a van.
Yeah.
Around many different venues, but...
The main thing is plugging your album and selling your album while you're on the road. That's the kind of thing. That's the reason behind it, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. Right, okay then. Now, let's have a look at some recent gigs. You've got an up-and-coming solo spot at West Street Live this coming Sunday at 9:30 as part of the West Street Live all-fronting night.
Yes. Yeah, I believe that's a night that West Street Live are putting on. That they've invited different front men, front women, from the bands that they put on regularly to come and perform a solo set.
Right, okay, that's your solo stuff. Now, Highway Child, of course, are playing at the New Barrack Tavern on Hillsborough. That's the Friday, the 23rd of March. That's where I saw you, actually, last time, on the outdoor stage. Yeah. So that's on the 23rd of March. Right, so I look forward to that. I might get down there. And now then, where can they follow you? On Twitter, at Ryan @_Wilson_100.
Yeah. Ryan_Wilson_100.
Yeah.
If you're on the computer now, follow me. Go and find me.
Right. So, okay, that's Ryan. And you can listen to the tracks as well. Is that your solo tracks or your band tracks?
Yeah, the solo tracks.
At soundcloud.com/Ryan-Wilson-9.
That's correct.
Right, okay. We'll repeat that because the podcast isn't available, so you'll not be able to get that website up again. So it's on Twitter. It's at Ryan_Wilson_100, or you can listen to tracks on soundcloud.com/Ryan-Wilson-9. Okay, you've got a website as well.
We've got the Highway Child website as well to come back to that. We've updated regularly by myself, did that last night, so by all means check out Highway Child and www.highwaychild.org.
Yeah.
That's all our upcoming gigs on there as well.
Right, okay. Well, Ryan, thanks. Time's run out now. It's 29 minutes past, and that's flown by. I would have liked another cue stick. I think we'll be pushing it for that. So thanks for coming to the studio.
It's my absolute
pleasure. We hope to see you again with a full band. Mm-hmm. That's Highway Child and your solo stuff, Ryan Wilson.
Yeah.
Thank you, Ryan.
Thanks, Paul.
Look at me now, sitting alone with my guitar. We went on the TV, but didn't really get as far. I don't know how to tell you, but sometimes I just don't know why we just can't seem to make it. Can you see the way to go? But you know I keep on trying, just as long as we're together. 'Cause I never ever knew someone like you. After all that we have been through, you stuck right by my side. And I think that we can both say that we've enjoyed the ride. Myself in my selfish blues. Time is running out, and we've got everything to lose. I don't know how to tell you, but sometimes all I can see is a never-ending wind down from those minutes on TV. But you know that I'll keep trying, just as long as you're around. 'Cause I never want to lose someone like you. After all those way up high times, and when we were on the ground, you know I wouldn't be without you, even though I put you down. You know I keep on trying, just as long as I'm alive. 'Cause I wouldn't want to lose a thing we've got. But I know that one day, darling, you'll want to settle down. But don't ever be too far away that you can come around. And if you should ever need me, well, you know I'll be right here. Our friendship may get faded, but it'll never disappear.
There you go, Peter Jones. Look at me now. Actually, Peter was in the studio recently. He's blind and he's a very talented guy indeed. We're back a little bit with Ryan. Alex Bassett is in the studio at the moment, getting the band together. So what we can do, Ryan, is one more acoustic and then we'll go off and let the other band in. Okay, go ahead. What do you want to do?
Thank you. This is an old cover song called Staggerly. The night was clear and the moon was yellow and the leaves came tumbling down. I was standing on the corner when I heard that bulldog bark. He was barking at two men who were gambling in the dark. It was Staggerly and Billy, two men who gambled late. Staggerly threw a seven, Billy swore that he threw eight. Staggerly said, Billy, oh, I can't let you go with that. You have won all my money and my brand new Stetson hat. Staggerly went home and he got his 44. He said, I'm going to the barroom to pay the debt I owe. Staggerly went to the barroom and he stood across that barroom floor. He said, nobody move, as he pulled his 44. Staggerly cried, Billy, oh, please don't take my life. I have got three little children and a very sickly wife. Staggerly shot, Billy, oh, he shot that poor boy so bad. Then the bullet went through Billy and he broke the bartender's glass. Look out, Staggerly, go! Staggerly, 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 oh no, Staggerly now. Staggerly, Staggerly now.
They hope you can go now, Ryan.
Bye. Thank you very much. Bye. Thanks for having me, Paul.
All right, welcome.
You drink is starting to taste a little bittersweet, and you got him wrapped around your finger, but the ring is a little too tight, and you're not gonna enjoy the morning as much as you did tonight. And you've got your stupid stories coming thick and fast, but I know the truth then. I've been caging it in so long, but tonight we're setting her free. And the opportunities are left lying on the floor, because you know, ignorance has made you think you're golden. Off this rage and sick of playing your dumb games, I spoke the gospel and now I'm aimed. The very thing left you this way, and I know there's truth in what you say, cause I'm just seeing crime. Not everything you saw out in the first place is not as good as I thought.
Right, hello and welcome to Sheffield Live. I'm your host, Alex Bassett. Paul was kindly covering for me, always having my back. How nice of him. Right, that was Crows and that was Drink Up by them. I have them in the studio today. Say hello, guys.
Hi.
Hello.
All right, just introduce yourselves and what you play in the band, please.
Well, I'm Tom. I play lead guitar.
I'm James. I do rhythm guitar and lead vocals.
I'm Adam. I do drums.
I'm Ed and I do bass.
All right, great, guys. So, Crows, that's rather an unusual name. It's what stands for Counting Rows of Waiting Souls.
We don't like to be called it, though. Well, I don't.
Yeah.
It's just Crows.
Yeah. Well, basically, we came up with, like, the anagram idea, and we came up with something like... Oh, sorry, not anagram. I've forgotten the word. And we were coming up with daft thing... Acronym, that's the one.
Oh, well,
coming
done,
up
Tom.
With really daft things, and then me and Tom came up with the idea of Crows. And then I came up with the acronym thing, and we were just known as Crows, really.
Oh, okay.
Else.
Generally, we like birds as well.
Okay, it's good to know. Thank you, Adam. Well, I'm glad that we've got the full band here today, because, you know, drummers aren't very reliable and always showing up late or not showing up at all. Okay. So, how did you guys come about? I mean, it looks like you all go to the same school wearing the same ties and... shirts and blazers.
Me and Adam have known each other for ages, like ever since we were like three. We went to the same primary school and everything, and then we came to our secondary school and we met Tom and Ed, and we were all like in sort of separate bands that didn't last very long. And then
but then it was originally me and Adam, then we were obviously as a two piece band members, it wasn't really working out, so we acquired Ed and James. And
acquired, thanks. You didn't buy us, Tom.
Been going strong.
We got Ed.
And yeah. We found James.
Oh, cheers.
All right. So, a bit of background. So, how long have you been going?
Like 5 years now, isn't it?
I would say properly. No.
Yeah. Oh, no, it's a bit less than that. It's like probably about four years. Yeah.
All right. And so, how's that been, you know, working out so far?
Yeah, it's been good. It's been a good laugh.
We originally did a lot of covers, but then over the last year we've cracked on and made a lot of progress with quite a few originals.
Yeah.
So
we basically sort of like decided on our sort of sound this year, and it's like, as you probably heard,
it's come
like,
together.
Yeah, it's come together really well. And yeah, funnily enough, during the Mox week was when we actually wrote most of our songs off this like new sort of stuff, so yeah.
All right, that's great. Well, I can see that you're all being very patient and, you know, waiting for me to give you the signal to pick up your instruments and, you know, do a live performance. So I shall let you do that. Just explain whilst you're setting up and everything what this song is about and how it came about.
Okay, well, this song is called Scumbag Sid, and it kind of, I don't know, just sort of came together, really. It's not really about much at all. Just, yeah.
Take it away when you're ready.
Thank you.
outside in the pouring cold. He loves you to death, oh you silly thing. He'll hold on your hand just to steal your ring. I'm exactly what you're looking for. I'm exactly what you're looking for. I'm exactly what you're looking for. Scumbag sin, exactly what it says on the tin. Sorry, Daisy, but quite frankly, I've had enough of this. And I don't play those silly games anymore. Oh, you know where it is, so just go ahead and walk out the door.
Fantastic, absolutely fantastic. I think I speak for everyone there when I say that was phenomenal. You were really tight and everything, you know, all performed really well, you know, all in sync and everything like that. And Adam, I have to admit, I've never seen such a strange instrument in my life. What is that? Because it sounds exactly like a drum kit.
Well, it's technically called the cajon, but we all kind of call it the box. It's it's owned by school, but we kind of borrow it for acoustic stuff. Generally, I play a drum kit though, so...
Okay, well, I think you could do that on stage anyway. So, that song, I take it maybe a broken heart or, you know, someone telling you that, you know, you have to do this and do that, like most women. I'll take that back, I'm joking there. So, how do you come about writing all these songs and everything?
Well, until recently, it was basically, we all came up with sort of a tune together, like, on a Wednesday, me, Hobbo and Ed... like sort of practice together quite a bit, and we come up with like the main tune, and then Adam comes in and plays, comes up with a nice drum beat to go over the top. And but usually it's just sort of me writing the lyrics on my own. But until recently, Tom started writing lyrics too, and he actually sings quite a bit in one of like the song that we opened most of our gigs with actually. So yeah, it's really helpful actually, because I was just like struggling to get, because we came out with so many songs during like the Mox week, I was struggling to like come up with some lyrics to go over the top, and then Tom said, do you want me to have a go? And I was like, yeah, please. And yeah, and it sounds pretty good. So.
All right, well, I'm so with regards to gigging and everything like that, do you mostly play covers, or do you play, or are you trying to do more with your original material?
Well, now it's like, it's originals now, but... It used to just be covers, and we used to do stuff like school band night and mostly school events, but now we're kind of branching out a bit.
Yeah.
And we're going to play at West Street Live, when is it?
The 18th of March.
So just going to plug that on there. 18th of March, be there at West Street Live. And we're going to be playing there and playing our whole set list, basically.
Yeah,
and it's mostly it is mostly originals, but obviously to keep the fans going and the people watching, we want to just... get them in coverage with a couple of covers, which
you can't go wrong with a nicely placed cover.
And what I like about our band mostly is that the covers that we do, it's not just a straight let's play as they do.
Yeah.
We make our own versions of it, and we'll have a slight twist, which
quite
a couple of, like, when people are watching, they don't normally expect. So
yeah,
we did a couple of years ago. We did a Chasing Cars cover. And it started off all slow, and then we built it up, and it went fast. And yeah, I don't know. We just like to take some of the popular songs, like, because whilst we enjoy playing like rock music and stuff, like, not everybody, it's not everyone's cup of tea. So like, we play our own stuff, and then get like popular songs and cover them. And
yeah. So you probably play the songs the way you would have made them. Then I take it.
Yeah. Pretty much. Yeah.
Yeah. I like to think of it that way. I mean, like, just. Make it as fun as possible to play, really. Like, and like, so obviously, I don't want to be disrespecting anybody, but like, some of the songs in the charts at the moment aren't particularly musically complicated. So we like to add that sort of element into it, like changing the tempo and time signature and stuff like that.
Yeah,
so.
They're all being rather mainstream, which is rather annoying, because you do want to hear original stuff. Because if you just follow the same thing, it gets really repetitive and you don't know what to do and stuff like that.
Kinda
okay,
sort of
so
what we're aiming for there, really, with a sort of funk, indie, rock combo, that kind of thing.
Yeah, it really worked. So, you know, I hope that really goes well for you guys. So, what's the best thing that's ever happened to you at a gig?
Best thing that's ever happened to us at a gig?
This is my favourite. When we were playing at the school charities fair, and two other guys were playing before us, and like, there was this massive gap between us and any other music, really. And then we started playing, and basically the entire of the charity event started crowding around.
Yeah, that
was good. It just felt so good to have like all the people's attention on us rather than like looking around the event.
Because there was a lot going on that day. They had like sports cars and another band, like a jazz band, and a couple of other acts. But they like a lot of people came to come and watch us, and I think I was like flattered really because I wasn't expecting that at all, and it was just good.
Also, just to add to that, I wouldn't put it as high up the chart as that suggestion from Adam, but I remember one of the first gigs we ever did was, obviously you were a bit nervous and we wanted to have a good crowd there.
Yeah.
And we weren't expecting the amount of people arriving.
It was a band night.
And there must have been easily 250 people there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so it was really good.
And we were only like 12.
So to get that sort of reception from the crowd was...
Yeah.
Really gets your heart pumping. Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
I mean, I have to say, I've been hearing about you guys, and one of the most recent things that I have to say is that the drummer here, Adam Fairclough, stayed on for three bands.
Yeah.
Adam, you're in demand. What's going on there?
Well, all three bands are kind of out of school, so it's kind of all intertwined, really. And what would be great is if we could get those three bands kind of like working together to make a few songs, stuff like that. But it's just fun drumming, so yeah. I just do whatever I can. So, by the way, Ed's not thick; he's just quiet.
Just confirm that.
Okay, well, so Ed, considering you've been very quiet and not been contributing a great deal, I'm going to pick on you for a bit now. So how long have you been playing bass?
7 years.
7 years. It doesn't show, does it? He's still as bad as when he started.
Oh, very funny. Say the same with you and guitar. Ooh.
Ladies, sit down. All right, so
Ed, have you been... what's your sort of variation on music? What do you like? Your favourite genre?
Favourite genre? Probably either rock or like... probably rock or progressive house and stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice wide span there.
Yeah.
Rock to progressive house.
Yeah.
All right, well, now that James the singer is now smoking away and taking the mickey out of Ed, I'll pick on him. So he has to take it away. So, James, what would you say overall your band's main theme is for music-wise?
Music-wise? You mean like genre and stuff?
Yeah, genre.
I like to refer to us as funk and post-hardcore love child, because I don't really know how to describe us, to be honest.
Okay.
And basically, like, it's sort of, we just all listen to really different music, so, well... We all have sort of like a rock main theme going through us, but Tom likes to listen to more popular music and indie.
No, I listen to anything.
Yeah, and I'm like sort of like quite heavier stuff. And Ed,
like progressive house.
Yeah, and then like progressive house. And so we sort of drag those influences into there. There's like a few songs that we just sort of just bring in all the things and put them together, and we come out with a wide range of stuff. Like we haven't got another song that sounds like Scumbag Sid, for an example. But we have got one that sounds quite heavy, and we've got like one that's got a synth in it and stuff like that. So it's sort of just like mixing it up a bit.
Okay. So what would you say has been, or what type of genre has been the biggest influence on you as a band?
Either funk.
I would say
probably funk or rock.
Yeah, I think it's just the combination of the two. Just bringing them together.
Definitely the sort of style from Red Hot Chili Peppers, sort of like.
Yeah.
Probably one of the biggest influences.
Yeah.
It's like, I think that we sound a bit like halfway between Red Hot Chili Peppers and Fall Out Boy. I think that would be, well, obviously, blowing my own trumpet there, but that's what I'd like to sound like anyway.
Okay, brilliant. Well, I think you guys have done really well talking a lot there. So what we're going to do is we're going to play another track off your CD. Called Helping Hand. It says it's an acoustic version.
Yeah.
So what we'll do is we'll play that, and then we'll come back to you and get some information about sites and such, so people stay in tune.
All right, cool.
Thank you.
4.
Too much to bear, because this dice isn't fair, and you screwed me over, just wait.
And welcome back. That was brilliant, guys, and that was called
Helping Hand.
Helping Hand. Thank you.
Tom, we're back on TV.
All right, so guys, we've got about a minute and 10 seconds left, so we got to get all this information about how to contact you and how to arrange gigs with you and everything. So if you can just tell us where we can find you, please.
Okay, so the first one is Facebook, and obviously www.facebook.com/ Counting Rows of Waiting Souls, all lowercase, no spaces. The next one is YouTube, which is youtube.com/ Crows, all in capitals, no spaces, official, all in lowercase.
All right, our Twitter is slash Crows in capitals _ official.
Our MySpace is www.myspace.com/ Crows, all in small case with dots between each letter.
Alright then, that's
and,
brilliant guys.
Email, if anybody is interested, is crows@live.co.uk. So that's basically, if anyone is interested in getting us some gigs, that would be really nice.
I'm sure there will be. There's always people that are interested in getting new bands. Alright, well, thank you for coming in, guys. This podcast will be the internet in about 30 minutes' time, and the last track we'll be playing out on is Lies of the Innocent, which is also another acoustic. And if you want to get in contact with me, my Twitter is Alex Bassett. That's AlexBassett. Someone nicked my name. So never mind about that. Okay, so guys, we'll try and have you back in the Easter holiday so we can have more time. And
thank you.
I hope you have a great time.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Shut up, we're recording, you idiot. Situation is so plain to see, the situation, it is killing me, so go ahead, you got nothing to lose. Superstars, yeah, they could have been ours, but instead we wasted days and hours, just take it, it belongs to you. Cause I'm sick of these lies that you keep selling me, it's
been right from the very start. You keep secrets close to your heart. That's if you've got a heart at all. Lost possessions and fallen men, you will be lonely till the end. Your empire's gonna fall. 'Cause I'm sick of these lies that you keep telling me. Here's a piece of advice. Better find a new guy, 'cause I'm way too young to die. So give me back my heart, 'cause it's not yours anymore. Lies of the innocent tell a hundred stories. Truth of the damned, put them right. So I'm sick of these lies.